East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
A financial expert says family financial responsibilities are placing growing pressure on working South Africans, especially as households face rising living costs. Debt Rescue's Annalene van der Poel says many employed South Africans support extended family, a reality made worse by the long-term effects of COVID-19. She says while family support is deeply rooted in South African culture, it often limits people's ability to save, invest or manage their own debt.
Elderly parents who might be supporting brothers, sisters, children who are, you know, in financial difficulty. Every element of our budget every month is under pressure in some way or another. So if we are sitting with any form of expense that we have to make a contribution towards, it does place an additional burden.
Van der Poel says young professionals often turn to credit to balance these financial obligations, which can lead to serious debt. She says financial education is important for those entering the workforce.
Remember what you need to live every month. So know what things cost. Factor in a buffer in your budget for if things go up, you know, inflation, food becomes more expensive, electricity, transport. So don't live to the maximum of your means.
Municipal Workers Union SAMU says it plans to meet with management at the Mpendle local municipality to seek assurances on future staff salary payments. The union says even though it's pleased, the municipality met the deadline set by Kayser and Kochter to settle outstanding salaries. There are worries about future financial hiccups. MEC Tulisizwe Buthelezi has given the local municipality until December the 31st to pay all workers. He said concerns remain, though, about Mpendle's financial stability after previous delays. Buthelezi says senior financial experts will continue to work at the municipality to address issues and improve money management. SAMU's Nokubonga Dinga says they're also concerned about where the funds came from to pay staff.
Our problem is we don't have any information from the management. We don't even know where the money was from to pay the employees. We are still worried. We still want to meet with the employer and get the information on what is going to happen to our employees, because we still feel good. It's still risky even for them to start at work on the 5th of January, because we don't know whether they are gonna get paid and what is it exactly that is happening in the municipality. All that information we don't have.
And several loud explosions have been heard in the Venezuelan capital this morning. While the situation remains unclear, images show smoke billowing from Caracas as aircraft are seen flying over the city. The Venezuelan government has declared a national emergency. President Nicolas Maduro has accused the U.S. of using military aggression to seize the country's oil and minerals. President Donald Trump had previously warned of possible ground strikes in the country as part of efforts to stop drug trafficking, but it's unclear if Washington is involved. The White House hasn't yet commented. A recap of our lead story. A financial expert says family financial responsibilities are placing growing pressure on working South Africans, especially as households face rising living costs. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.